Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, and joining me this morning to talk about AmeriCorps is the are the AmeriCorps volunteers themselves. Peter Vu is here, Amelia Greenberg, Marcy Frank. Good morning to you all.
Morning.
Good morning.
And you all are just three of 20 AmeriCorps volunteers in Sitka. It's really amazing how strong the AmeriCorps program is in town. Peter, tell us about where you're working.
So I work over at Pacific High School. It's a pretty small alternative high school here in Sitka, right in downtown area. And I work in the kitchen. So I prepare all the meals for the students, and I also teach a class that students can take as an elective, and they prepare the meals with me.
Okay.
And they get some of that real world experience.
And tell us what's for lunch today.
For lunch today is salmon with mango salsa, couscous, a salad that usually consists of kale, two types of lettuce, red onions, and cucumbers.
Yeah.
And
Peter, you're killing me. I had breakfast like 5 hours ago, so we're going to stop right there. We're going to talk, and Peter, you're from Austin, Texas.
I am.
Okay, and you've been in Sitka almost...
A little over 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you more about how it's going. Amelia Greenberg, you're from New Hampshire and a recent arrival in town, right?
Yep, been in town for 2 weeks.
And where are you working?
I'm working over at the Science Center. For me, it's a super cool opportunity to get to see how science and this building that's used to be part of a college campus has really turned itself back for the community. So there's a lot of community engagement happening, the education programs reaching out to the schools, and bringing in a lot of cool researchers to the center and to the town. So it's an awesome opportunity. As I said, I've only been here 2 weeks, but getting to see how all those programs take the science and all the nature that's happening in and around Sitka, and work with the community with that information.
Nice. What's your first impression of Sitka?
Oh, I think it's absolutely beautiful, and the people are so nice.
Yeah. Have you seen any whales yet?
I've seen some of them spouting, yep.
Yeah, pretty wild to just look out your window.
So close, unbelievable.
See whales. Marcy Frank, you're from Whittier, California, and Washington, Southern Washington.
Correct.
And where are you working?
I'm working at Braveheart in town, so... Yeah, it's. I think people probably know about it, but it's a nonprofit where volunteers are matched with elder people who might be experiencing isolation, loneliness, illness, and we provide volunteers for companionship and respite.
All right, and Marcy, you've been in Sitka, same as Peter. You've
same
been
as
here
Peter. Mm-hmm.
Since
yeah.
August,
yeah.
And
for 6 months.
I want to be diplomatic here, Marcy. I suspect you've had a career before.
Yes.
AmeriCorps is a lot of AmeriCorps are just trying this right out of college.
Yes, indeed.
You are probably trying this as somebody later in life looking for another interesting thing to do, right?
Yes, an interesting thing to do indeed. I'm 65, and before we came here, my husband and I were in... the Peace Corps in Botswana. And so when we got back, we really enjoyed the volunteer experience and wanted to continue. So that's why we decided to look into AmeriCorps and then see what was available and looked at Sitka and thought, oh, you know, we had one trip once a long time ago to Alaska and just wanted to return. So, and it's beautiful here.
Okay. Botswana and the Peace Corps, that's got to give you like special AmeriCorps status.
Oh.
When you walk in the room, do the other volunteers all stand up?
No, so, no, okay. No. I hope not. I hope not. No.
I want to find out why you guys chose Sitka. I mean, it's not Botswana, but when you're in Austin, Texas, Alaska must seem pretty far away, Peter.
It is. I mean, it's almost the other side of the country, really. But, you know, when I was looking at AmeriCorps programs that I wanted to do, because I knew for sure I wanted to do AmeriCorps, I was looking at states that I thought were less accessible to the public, states that kind of needed help. And Alaska was coming up time and time again as a state that, you know, has a high poverty rate, And there are a lot of social programs out here. And so for me, I was interested in, so our school has a garden to lunch program. And I thought that was something that I really wanted to sink my teeth into, was creating a way of providing food, but within the state, as opposed to having to have it shipped in. And so for me, Alaska was like this, well, you know, it's the last frontier. But beyond that, it was this just this sort of disregarded state, I guess. You know, not a whole lot of attention gets brought to Alaska. So I wanted to kind of come and see what it was all about.
And are you thinking about a career in culinary social work?
I am leaning towards more social work. You know, actually, I was an urban planner in high school or in college, and that was kind of my focus, was city policies and infrastructure change. But having done this program here in Alaska, I've really leaned towards education, and I would like to do something with food. So food and education, not necessarily culinary, but I would like to be a part of some program that teaches like healthy eating habits or stuff of that nature.
Sure. All right. Amelia, what about Sitka and Alaska caught your attention? I guess as an AmeriCorps volunteer, you have sort of a whole range of options that you kind of, and you find a program or an area that interests you, right?
Yes, correct. So for me over at the Science Center, a couple things that really interest me and that I've studied and kind of followed up and worked in the past with are conservation and community engagement. So prior to coming here, I volunteered in Madagascar for 6 months with an environmental NGO and a community-based reforestation project. So for me, I really liked working within that organization and seeing how they were dealing with a community's natural resources and making work for the community. And this seemed obviously Alaska, the U.S., it's a much more developed country, but I'm thinking about how a community is using their natural resources and working with the community. So it seemed following a similar thread in terms of keeping those two things on the table, but in a very different location. And Alaska was just somewhere that I've always wanted to go to. And yeah, I guess those are the things that really drew me here.
Yeah, well, you know, we think of Alaska as pretty developed. You look around, you have a thriving little community here. There's, you know, compared to Botswana, Sitka seems really developed, but our institutions are pretty young. The state is young. The Science Center is just 10 years old. They're still sort of finding their footing. So, you know, your role as an AmeriCorps can actually contribute to the development of the organization as a whole, I would think.
I hope so.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Marcy, did your husband come with you to Sitka?
Sure. And yeah, he's at Blatchley Middle School.
Oh, is he also a volunteer?
Yes, we're both AmeriCorps volunteers.
Okay. Right? And you talked a little bit about you have the Peace Corps and now AmeriCorps. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, did anything about your lives or careers point you towards this kind of service?
Sure. We were both teachers. I'm also a nurse and an educator through my hospital that I worked at for a few decades. And so, we were approaching the time that we wanted to retire and didn't want to wait until health issues got in the way. And so we decided to have our exit plan for retirement be the different volunteer opportunities that we took. And when we came to Sitka, I mean, there's just nothing like it as far as the land, the beauty, the mountains, the whales. And then that's all lovely, but the people are also very wonderful.
You have lots of time, Marcy. I want to say that Frida Aaron came to Sitka. Sarah, you're nodding. Sarah Laurie, the AmeriCorps coordinator, is in the studio. She's not in front of a microphone, but Frida Aaron came to Sitka as either AmeriCorps or VISTA. I don't remember, but she was worked as a volunteer coordinator at Braveheart, I think. I could be getting these details wrong, but she was 85 when she came to Sitka, and she worked here until her mid-90s.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so there's a long tradition of service from a wide variety of folks in Sitka. Last thing, we have just a few seconds. 20 AmeriCorps currently in Sitka, but there are 53 residents of Sitka who came to Sitka as AmeriCorps volunteers. Peter, are you nervous about getting hooked into Sitka permanently?
No, not at all. I mean, if I stayed here, I think it'd be a beautiful decision. I mean, yeah. Sitka's a great town.
Yeah. Amelia, do these statistics frighten you at all? 53 of your predecessors have just set down roots in town.
Not at all. I think where the wind blows you, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. So.
Sure. How about you, Marcy?
Yeah, I think it's great. It would be easy to stay here for many reasons. Yeah.
All right.
And I can certainly understand that because some of the people that I know that have been in AmeriCorps that have stayed are truly happy people.
Great. Marcy Frank is an AmeriCorps volunteer from Southern Washington. She's here with her husband. She works at Braveheart. He works at Blatchley. Amelia Greenberg is an AmeriCorps volunteer just getting started at Sitka Sound Science Center. And Peter Vu has been working here since August at Pacific High. Thanks for coming in. It's AmeriCorps week. Everybody find your closest AmeriCorps volunteer and give them a big hug this week.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much
for coming in.